This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with director Susan Hazard about Peoria Players' current production of The Woman in Black. Susan, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
So we're so excited to have you on the show today. This is your first time here.
It is.
And we're really excited to see this regional premiere of this very seasonally appropriate show, The Woman in Black. Can you tell us a little bit about the setup of the show?
So the story is a ghost story. It is set a old solicitor or a lawyer has hired this young actor to tell his story of how he's been haunted by this woman in black. And they kind of portray the story of how it happened. So the young actor becomes the old solicitor as a young man. And it kind of tells the story. If you see the woman, something bad happens. So you kind of find out through the story of how he became haunted and what happens if you see this woman in black.
And this is a show that's been running for years, maybe close to 30 years in London. What was it that attracted you to this play?
I actually saw it in London in 2002 when I was pretty young. I have never been so scared seeing a live performance before, and it really resonated with me. And somebody asked me, you know, if you ever directed, what would you direct? And I was like, you know what would be a great show to do at Peoria Players, an older theater? The Woman in Black. It's set in a Victorian theater, so the setting at Peoria Players is perfect.
And this is your directorial debut. We're very excited to see another director step into some community theater productions like yourself. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges that this show presents to any director, specifically the cast size and the fact that it is a scary play? You're looking for a different type of reaction from the audience.
It is. It's an interesting play to direct because it doesn't give you a lot of set. The set is the theater. And with two guys, it's probably a lot easier. Since I don't have any knowledge to go on of what directing a big cast is like, directing two guys and a woman are a lot easier, especially, you know, scheduling rehearsals and kind of telling them where to go on stage. You just have the two guys. And Zach and Frank, my two actors, are amazing and great to work with. So they kind of took the direction, made my job really easy. It is, though, it's kind of a bare-bones set. There's only, you know, some chairs, a trunk or two, a door, a rocking chair. Those things kind of were easy to find. And so the set's construction itself was, you know, took a day. It was so easy. So making this my first time and my first directorial debut, it's a lot easier than directing, say, a big musical.
But even with a cast of two, this play does present some challenges. So, for instance, the younger actor has to play the older character at a younger age. So you sort of want some symmetry there. And the other actor has to play not only an older version of the character, but then he plays many of the other characters in the story. So he may play 3, 4, 5 different parts.
Right. And I lucked out because Zachary Robertson is the older solicitor. And he has done some amazing work with, I think it's like 5 characters he has to come across. Each has a different accent. Each has a different physicality. And he has done amazing work with that. And then even Frank, the younger actor, Frank Drew, he has a distinction between the actor and Arthur Kipps, who is the old solicitor. He has such a distinction that you can tell when he's either one or the other. They both, again, have made my job so easy.
And we should also note there's a third member of this cast, the Woman in Black, and that's an interesting role because the Woman in Black appears on stage but never speaks. So how do you work with an actor who doesn't have a line?
So Megan Pulley is our Woman in Black, and I believe this is her first show in Peoria. Hmm. And I didn't really have her rehearse a ton because, she just kind of comes on stage, comes and goes. I don't want to ruin
no spoilers.
Any of the magic of theater, but she has done an amazing job. But, you know, being a ghost sounds, you know, easy to walk on, walk off stage, but, you know, there's a physicality to it. You can't just, you know, saunter on stage, say, hey, and then leave. She has to have that creepy factor. And, she's done an amazing job with that, too, and listening to everything I say. I will point out, we do have her wandering on stage when they don't talk about her, but it's more of a kind of where's Waldo, where's the ghost?
No.
So I hope people look for that.
Now, you said when you first saw this production, it left this very heavy impression on you. And you said you were so scared, and you're trying to evoke that in the people who attend your show. But you also mentioned it's a very minimal set, very few actors. So what other theatrical elements help to create that atmosphere of fear?
Well, we do have the lights and sound are a huge part of this. I guess I didn't realize that would be a challenge. The sound effects are a huge part, and finding sound effects, and you have to listen to, you know, how many carriages sound effects there are? There's one on gravel, there's one on pavement, there's two horses, there's one horse. To find the right ones was extremely difficult. Luckily, I had Victoria Capangi-Ryans is my assistant director, and she kind of took on that burden and finding the right ones that really worked for the show. Our lighting designer, Wayne Carey, he's amazing, and he knows this theater, you know, backwards and forwards. So coming up with lighting, I just said, I need it to be daylight. Can you make it daylight? And he said, yeah, uh-huh. I need like a pub, like an English pub. What would you do for that? He's like, yeah, I got that. So he was really helpful.
As people may or may not know, a lot of theaters have resident ghosts. Does Players have one? And did that lead to any moments in rehearsal where something happened in the theater that was perhaps as scary or even more frightening than what was taking place on the stage?
Well, there is a resident ghost of Peoria Players known as Norman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact story, but he used to be, it was a person that actually was a member of Peoria Players. And many people have said they've had, you know, they've heard men talking when there's nobody there, or they've, you know, felt something behind them, but there's nobody there. I know I spent some time painting alone in the theater, and there are definitely some weird sounds that happen when you're by yourself. But of course, that could be, you know, somebody, you know, or yourself making up, you know, scenarios. There's just a squirrel running across the roof, but oh my gosh, there's something climbing in the rafters, that kind of thing. But I know Frank Drew, who's one of our actors, he's had some Norman run-ins where he's heard, you know, somebody up there, but there's nobody there. So I don't really believe in ghosts. So I really was okay working alone, but I definitely know people that won't be in the theater by themselves. I probably wouldn't be there at night. I, you know, don't want to test fate.
And tell us a little bit about the reaction that you as a director hope to evoke in the audience. What experience do you want people to walk away with from the show?
Well, I mean, I hope people are scared. You know, it's more of like a creepy factor so much as there are some points where you probably will jump, or at least you hope you will. But it's kind of what you bring in to the theater is what you kind of will probably end up taking away is, do you love horror movies and are, you know, like those slasher flicks that they show nowadays? This probably won't scare you as much as those. But I'm hoping that, you know, seeing live theater and seeing something right in front of you is a little different than going to a movie theater where you know it's on screen and it's a projection. It can't hurt you. Being in a theater, especially a haunted theater, with a ghost story, I hope people kind of go in and get a thrill that they're going to, you know, walk away thinking, oh, should I, like, look behind me as I'm walking out the theater? Is something going to follow me out? I really hope people do that. But like I said, it's, you know, it's only as scary as you make it. And if you come in saying, I'm not going to be scared, then you probably won't be.
Susan Hazard joined us to talk about The Woman in Black at Peoria Players Theater. The production continues with performances tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, guys.
And also this Saturday, you can enjoy the Heartland Festival Orchestra as they present Classic Rumble. The program celebrates the 100th birthday year of Leonard Bernstein and features soloist David Collier performing the Raise the Roof Timpani Concerto. The performance starts at 7:30 p.m. and takes place at Five Points in Washington. For tickets and information, visit heartlandfestivalorchestra.org. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can visit our website to learn more about Peoria Public Radio. That's peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.